sustaining our most important industry. Welcome and hello again, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.
To be able to do that and be selected to do that on National Ag Day is, I feel like that's really a home run.
It's National Agriculture Day, and one of Tennessee's top recognized young farmers, Brandon Witt of Rutherford County, is on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. today, testifying before a House Ways and Means Subcommittee hearing on the burdens that family businesses and farms face as they plan for and pay estate taxes.
You know, we're here representing farm families all across this country, but it's all types of small businesses, and we want to make sure that those are not left out also, but making sure that message of full repeal is put forth in the minds of our lawmakers.
Brandon Witt farms with his father-in-law at Beatty Farms just outside of Murfreesboro in the Blackman community, where, like so many family farms across the country, are facing urbanization and rising land prices. And this year's federal estate tax exemption is set at $5.43 million.
One huge obstacle that we have on farms today is the enormous increase in land value. And that current stepped-up basis, as I see it written out, you know, the exemptions there are not going to keep up with the amount of land value. If you simply take that land and multiply it by a dollar per acre, there's many, many farms across the country that are not going to fall into that exempt status.
Again, Brandon Witt testifying today in Congress on behalf of the American Farm Bureau for farmers nationwide on this National Agriculture Day.
In my advocacy efforts to better agriculture, I can't think of a better way and a better time for me to be able to stand up and have my voice heard on National Ag Day.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.